Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. Hundreds of Red Cross volunteers, including 38 from eastern Missouri, are in Texas helping with Hurricane Harvey relief efforts. More flooding and rain are expected in the disaster region throughout the week. FEMA has issued guidelines for individuals who want to help with hurricane relief efforts. Jason Taylor reports.
A release from FEMA says the most effective way to support disaster survivors is to donate money and time to reputable nonprofit groups. Cash donations offer the organizations the most flexibility to address urgent needs that could change with evolving conditions. Needed resources can be obtained more easily near disaster locations with cash, which will also pump money back into the local economy. FEMA advises against donating unsolicited goods such as used clothing. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.
We're going downtown and we're going to
shut it down.
We're going downtown, we're going to
shut it down.
Activists and clergy members are warning they will shut down major St. Louis venues if a former St. Louis police officer is acquitted of first-degree murder. Tori Russell says they want a judge to convict Jason Stockley in the 2011 death of 24-year-old Lamar Anthony Smith.
We're telling you right now, we're organizing a way that you're going to see mass disruption, be it plane, train, and automobile.
Stockley's lawyer says his client was justified in the shooting. And the public is being asked to avoid visiting the Springfield-Branson National Airport tomorrow to see Air Force One. President Trump is scheduled to land there tomorrow afternoon for his visit to Springfield. The Kansas City Star reports that a Missouri-based website operated by a neo-Nazi continues to run despite two of the country's most prominent white nationalist sites being shut down. White supremacist Alex Linder of Northeast Missouri's Kirksville runs the Vanguard News Network. Such websites have been targeted after a recent white nationalist rally in Virginia. Missouri Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft says legislation will be introduced soon in Washington that would make the federal government and courts accept alternative addresses for domestic violence victims. Currently, the information of Missouri survivors is only protected for state government or civil court purposes.
It would just mean that if someone was in our program and they were dealing with the federal government, they could use the substitute address we give them so that their residential address would not become a matter of public record.
Ashcroft says the legislation would not create a federal program or require additional funding. U.S. Bank is adding 200 new jobs in the St. Louis area. The corporation gives some of the credits to an increase in its home mortgage services. And Royals pitcher Danny Duffy has received more than just a whopper for his trip to a suburban Kansas City Burger King. Duffy has been cited on suspicion of driving under the influence for passing out in his car in a Burger King drive-thru. This is Missouri Net News.